Usability Assessment of Access Place During Initial Public Community Launch. Megan S. Sullivan, Sheldon R. Pearson, Caroline T. Ives, Kelly E. McIvook, Roger O. Smith. Rehabilitation Research Design and Disability, R2D2 Center, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Abstract Access Place is a mobile web-based app that allows users to leave ratings and reviews of their experiences related to the accessibility of community buildings, as well as search for accessibility information that they may need in order to determine which establishments best fit their needs. Access Place is designed to be simple, quick, and easy to use for the average community member. This study was conducted in order to assess the usability of the Access Place mobile web app based on survey responses from participants at our public launch event. Participants attended our community launch event where they received a brief training overview on accessibility and were walked through creating their personal profiles. After spending time in the community testing the web app and grading local restaurants, participants were verbally administered a 3-question survey regarding their experience using the app. Survey responses were analyzed based on whether or not the participant felt the experience using Access Place was positive and whether or not they had any specific suggestions for improvement. Through analysis of our survey responses, we were able to conclude that the Access Place structure and design is intuitive. However, continued testing is needed as updates are made to the web app to ensure it remains user-friendly. Introduction. People with disabilities consistently face challenges participating in the community due to inaccessible mobile, cognitive, and sensory environments. While the Americans with Disabilities Act (ADA) established set rules and regulations for building accessibility, these are only minimal requirements, and many community buildings still remain largely inaccessible. 1. People with disabilities typically have no way of knowing what barriers they may encounter in the community, and, therefore, have no way of planning alternatives or avoiding these barriers. Access Place is a part of the Access Ratings for Buildings, ARB, project developed by the R2D2 Center at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. This mobile web-based app allows users to leave star ratings and subjective reviews of their experiences regarding the accessibility of local restaurants. 2. Users first complete a personal accessibility information profile, which will then filter their search results to people, like me. 3. Access Place is designed to be intuitive and easy to use for the average community member with no specialized training. The purpose of this study was to analyze the usability of the Access Place mobile web app based on community feedback following its initial public launch. Figure 1. Screenshot of Access Place homepage. Methods. Community event design. The Access Place community launch event was developed to begin populating the Access Place database as well as raise community awareness and interest of the ARB project. Participants received a brief training on accessibility and were walked through creating their personal profiles. They then went out into the community in teams to test the web app by leaving ratings and reviews of local restaurants. Participants 16 individuals were recruited for our survey out of 25 attendees. This sample was mainly comprised of occupational therapy students, people with disabilities, and local disability advocates. Participants were surveyed after spending time in the community rating local restaurants using the Access Place web app. Survey instrumentation. After having time in the community to use the Access Place web app, participants were asked 3 free response questions pertaining to their experience using the web app, any problems they experienced, and any suggestions they may have had for future improvements. This survey was created in order to obtain general information and feedback on the user's overall perception of the functionality and ease of use of the web app. We based our analysis on 2 main categories. 1. Whether or not the participant felt the experience using the web app was positive. 2. Whether or not they had any specific suggestions for improvement. Table 1. Survey questions. 1. How was your experience with the event and using the Access Place web app? 2. What worked well and what did not? 3. What type of problems, if any, did you run into? Results of the 16 participants surveyed, 14, 87.5%, reported that they had an overall positive experience at the event and using the web app, and 7, 43.75%, gave specific suggestions for improvement. Furthermore, half of participants mentioned that the structure of the web app was intuitive, and several expressed desire to return to future community events. Table 2. Results. Total. Percent. Count. Reported positive experience, 87.5%, 14. Provided suggestions for improvement, 43.75%, 7. Discussion limitations. There were 2 notable limitations present in this study. First, our small sample size made it difficult to emulate our target population of potential stakeholders. Secondly, Due to the open-ended nature of our survey questions, it was difficult to establish trends and responses beyond this preliminary analysis and investigation. Third, because the interviews were administered by several different surveyors, analysis of responses were reliant on the notes and transcriptions of the surveyor. Future Implications Access Place is designed to be a simple and portable evaluation tool that allows users to quickly find the information that they need or input their own experiences and ratings for. However, this is not possible if users are not able to easily and intuitively navigate the current web app still under revision and final development. While many participants gave suggestions for improvement, the majority were immensely enthusiastic about the implications of the web app and deemed the design to be easy to use and understand. With the Center for Disease Control, CDC, reporting 61 million Americans living with a disability, 5, the need for readily available accessibility information is more apparent than ever. Future testing and analysis is needed as updates are made to Access Place to ensure the structure remains intuitive and user-friendly for all potential users. Conclusions: the widespread implementation of Access Place will help make communities more accessible by providing the public with the information they need to participate in their community. With the responses gathered from our survey, we are able to conclude that while further updates and developments are needed, the overall structure and design of Access Place community training and data collection events are intuitive and user-friendly for the average community member. Acknowledgements: this work was developed in part under a grant from the National Institute on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research, NIDILRR grant number 90IFDV0006. NIDILRR is a center within the Administration for Community Living, ACL, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. The content of this work does not necessarily represent the policy of NIDILRR, ACL, HHS, and you should not assume endorsement by the federal government. References: 1. Access Board, 2010, Americans with Disabilities Act Accessibility Guidelines, 8BAG, Checklist for Buildings and Facilities. Retrieved from https://www.access-board.gov/8BAG/checklist/a16.html2KEDBurn, J. Schwartz, and R. O. Smith, A Case Study. Development of Access Ratings for Buildings Consumer Mobile App in RESNA 36th International Conference on Technology and Disability, Research, Design, Practice, and Policy, Bellevue, Washington, USA, 2013. 3. Tumashek, D., Spath, N., Latzig, N., Pelkey, N., and Smith, R. O. 2018. Validation of the Access Place Personal Accessibility Information Review Sorting. Paper presented at the Rehabilitation Engineering Assistive Technology Society of North America Conference, RESNA, Arlington, VA. 4. Williams, D., et al. 2015. Access Tools: Developing a Usable Smartphone-Based Tool for Determining Building Accessibility. Proceedings of the RESNA 38th Annual Conference on Technology and Disability. Retrieved the 29th of February 2020 from https://www.resna.org/sites/default/files/conference/2015cockwilliams.html5cdc1and4microsecond Adults Live with a Disability, 2018, August 16th. Retrieved from https://www.cdc.gov/media/releases/2018/p0816-disability.html Alternative Text Descriptions. Figure 1 is a screenshot of the Access Place homepage. The page contains a disclaimer stating that the web app is new and may not have many reviews available, and brief instructions on how to create an account. Table 1 is a 1 column by 4 row table. The heading says, Table 1, Survey Questions, and rows 2 through 4 contain survey questions. Table 2, 4 column by 3 row table. The heading says, Table 2, Results. The subheadings are percent and count. Rows 3 through 4 contain results,